Playing Western again at the Dome this year, last year you played Western. Does the rivalry of the schools mean anything to this football team, or do you think
really,
you guys?
It really pumps up the team, I think, and it's a big factor actually in these games. It always has been. We always rise up to play Western. They always rise up to play us, and they've always been great games.
You played Western, of course, the first game of the year, lost by a narrow margin, just on the missed field goal by Barbaric.
Yeah.
Anything different that's going to come out from the Guelph team this year, or you guys have the same game plan going against Western?
Pretty much the same game. You know, we're not going to change too much. A little bit changed from last week. Always the element of surprise we have to keep. And yeah, we'll just go with what we always do best against Western.
Your running backs have been hurting a lot this year, therefore you're forced to pass, throw for over 1,500 yards passing.
Yeah.
Do you see a passing game at the Dome this weekend, or do you see more of a...
We definitely want to establish a run, but, you know, every team's been successful throwing against Western, so, you know, I'm sure we'll just keep with that, too.
Rob, you threw quite a bit of interceptions this year. Not to discredit your play at all, but do you see you personally doing something different to cut back on
You know, some of it's bad luck, some of it's bad reads. You know, our quick game is designed to throw on three steps and get the ball away right away. And if there's something not there, sometimes, you know, you make a bad read and the ball's tipped. You know, it's just something that, you know, some quarterbacks it happens to, some it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that won't be a factor this weekend. I've always played well against Western. I have pretty good numbers against them. So I'm not going to change anything that I do. You know, maybe not risk a deep ball or something that I'm totally, you know, not unsure of, so see what happens. But
does the neutral site, especially playing at the Sky Dome, does that pump this team up?
It's great to go to the Sky Dome. You know, everybody's, you know, really pumped up to play there. Just like last year, you know, we played pretty well there, and especially playing Western there too. It's a lot better than playing at Western, definitely, that's for sure, because it is neutral. And we probably have more fans than Western will, because they got a longer road trip to make, and they'll probably be a little upset about that, but that's too bad.
What do you see different from Western's game plan this week than you saw maybe the first week of the season?
They really haven't changed too much defensively. They got a few new players in there, but I imagine they'll be, well, tell you the truth, I think they'll be playing the same. But judging from last week's film against McMaster, I don't think they've changed too much. You know, we'll have to see what happens.
Great, thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob, appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right.
Do you think that the Griffin offense is going to establish? Are you going to try to establish a running game before you go to your passing game? That seems to always help Rob Kitchen.
Well, we have to be able to run the ball effectively. You know, we don't need to beat our heads against the wall about it. But our offense is designed to take what people give us, and if they give us pass, we'll take pass. Thank you very much. If they give us a run, we'll go after the run. But we have to be able to run the ball effectively if they invite us to run the football. There's no question.
Does this mean that maybe we could see Rob Popke back in the lineup against Western?
Well, our desires to run the football effectively have very little to do with whether or not he'll be in the lineup. He's, you know, that's a medical issue, and he's not ready to play this weekend at all. So,
you mentioned earlier in the week that you were enthusiastic about playing at the Sky Dome, that you think it would help your players excel that much more. Your thoughts on that? Do you think the neutral site pumps the Griffins up?
It's an exciting place to play, and you know, anytime there's added energy, I think that's a good thing, as long as they're not distracted by it. The other thing is the surface itself. I think it allows, you know, an individual's athleticism to show through, and you know, once again, that's a good thing.
What are the keys of stopping Tim Dale, Western's all-star fullback?
I think the whole key there is beating their offensive line. You know, if we don't beat them at the point of attack, if he gets through the point of attack, he's going to cause problems. We've got to beat them at the point of attack.
Do you think the likes of Tim Tyndale, is that a key, stopping him, is that a key to victory?
Oh, yeah. No question. You know, if you don't, they'll just keep giving the ball to him and he'll run all over you. You've got to stop. You've got to contain, control him.
The Western Guelph rivalry goes way back. Does that add anything to this locker room here?
We don't think about it. We don't talk about it. We don't make an issue of it. If it's there, it's there, and that's great.
Last week, the defense, you were quoted in the school paper saying they played okay, but not up to their potential standards, I think. Does the defense have to come on strong for the win?
Yeah, we have to control their offense. You know, we have to contain their offense. We didn't play well on Saturday on the defensive line, nor did we play very well on the offensive line. Essentially, the line of scrimmage belonged to U of T on Saturday last week, and you know that's usually an indication of who's going to win the football game. So yeah, we have to control the line of scrimmage. We can do that. We have done that. We just didn't play well last week. We plan on playing a little bit better this week. In fact, we plan on playing a lot better.
Finally, Coach, the loss against U of T is always a tough one, although you clinched the playoff spot a week before. Is that going to have a factor going into the Dome? Are the guys down, or are they going to be that much more pumped up?
I don't think history is ever a factor, personally. You know, from my perspective, how we try to prepare, you know, we don't use those kinds of things. The games are won and lost, you know, in the present, not in the past. If individual players, you know, get a little bit more motivated after not having played too well, that's great. We certainly don't dwell on it. We look at the video. We show them where we thought they didn't play so well and where we thought they did play well, and then we move forward. We don't dwell on those kinds of things.
Great. Thank you.